5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. It's Anna and Raven. And all of us moms, we are doing the best we can right now. That is for sure. I mean, I guess that's the best way to say it, right? Like, times are tough.
Yeah, well, you've got mixed success, I would say, right? We're just trying to balance things. It's hard enough just being an individual trying to make it through these trying times. But then when, you know, you've got everybody around you looking at you, they're depending on you. You got to be the captain of the ship.
Right. And that's why sometimes you just need to make a bad mom confession. There's certain things that we're doing right now that under normal circumstances we wouldn't do. But quote unquote, in these unprecedented times, we're doing unprecedented things.
Okay, you got any examples? Are we talking about bourbon for teething? Because they used to do that back in the day, too.
How many times am I going to tell you I'm not going to give Dakota bourbon for her teeth?
I'm just saying it worked for the pilgrims.
Did it? Do we even know that
for
a fact?
I don't know.
All of a sudden, now the pilgrims are giving their kids bourbon? We don't know that.
No, I'm just saying there's some pilgrim ancestors out there, all right? So they survived with some of these things.
I may not be giving... Dakota is my 17-month-old, and I may not be giving her bourbon, but I am giving her Milano cookies for breakfast every day.
Oh, that's not
good. She really likes
it. Is it a reward for something that she's doing correct, or you're just doing it?
Just because she's hungry.
And that's what's there.
And I'm tired of her fighting about all the other stuff she won't eat. And I'm like, you know what you like? You like Milano cookies? You know what? Go ahead.
That's not great.
Eat your Milano cookie.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine compared to certain other cookies, it might be more nutritious, but just because it's made originally with eggs and some sort of flour doesn't make it breakfast.
Because they're the fancy cookies, it's fine. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Yeah.
And because she's Italian, you know, she likes the S cookies.
Oh, so
the
it's like part
cookies.
Of her culture?
Right, yeah. My older daughter, Hayden, speaking of bad stuff, every single night she says, Ma, and she comes down late because there's no bedtimes anymore.
Right.
Forget it.
I mean, she's helping you out anyways.
Yeah. She basically runs her own ship at this point. She was like, hey, Mommy, can I have dessert? And every single night, I say yes.
Yeah.
Every single night. I go,
wow.
Yeah.
Mondays.
But not
dessert?
Mondays. Dessert. Yeah.
Tuesdays?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wednesdays.
Why don't we make some cookies?
I mean, Thursday feels like a day where you could get dessert, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
You know, we have a frozen apple pie, honey. You want to put the frozen apple pie in the oven? It's like all the rules of the things that it's like only on special days, like not all the time, have completely gone out the window. We asked on our Facebook page, what is your bad mom confession? Desiree wrote, I let my daughter eat a bag of Kit Kats just so I could comb her hair.
Wow.
She's two.
We do the same thing with the dog. We just
Kit
give him
Kats?
Bacon after bacon.
Oh.
No, not Kit Kats. Bacon after bacon after bacon while we try and cut his nails.
Uh-huh. Wendy wrote, I switched the clock so she's in bed an hour earlier than she thinks.
That's cruel.
That's smart.
But it's smart.
Yeah.
But it's cruel.
1-800-330-9999. What's your bad mom confession? You can call or text. 1-800-330-9999. What's your bad mom confession? It's Anna and Raven. This Sunday is Mother's Day. And being a mom, I get it. These times have been trying in a lot of ways. And we're doing the best we can. But there are certain things that we would never let fly with the kids that all of a sudden now we're like,
yeah.
It's all right.
When you're under pressure and there's a lot of uncertainty out there in the world, you got to let certain things go by the wayside, right? Some of these decisions, you know, they make total sense. And other ones you say to yourself, even in a pandemic, might be a little bit questionable.
I mean, all my kids do is eat junk. That's all they do is they eat junk. And I just let it go. I think she had cheese puffs for lunch yesterday. Again.
Right.
And turns out I'm not alone because I asked on our Facebook page, you can search Anna and Raven, what makes you a bad mom? Pam wrote Fortnite. So much video games.
Just let them do it. Now you're the cheerleader. Instead of telling them there's a lack of screen time, you're like, that's a great idea.
Hayden came in last night. She's my 11-year-old. And she was like, Mommy, I'm so bored. It was like 8:15. I go, Nobody's on Roblox.
Right.
Nobody's there. No. Why don't you text Sophia? See if she wants to play Roblox with you.
Just see if she wants to turn the brain to mush. Right. Let's do this.
Terry wrote on our Facebook page, my son and I had a slumber party in the living room Friday night, and then Saturday morning we had Doritos and Coke for breakfast, and then Doritos again for lunch.
Doritos and Coke for breakfast.
Delicious.
Waking up fired up, charged up with that.
Super Bowl Sunday is the only day I have Doritos for breakfast. It's like my annual routine.
Well, it's funny because they're actually replaying all the old Super Bowls on the major network, so you can just sit up and you can watch a football game or racing at any time.
Pepsi wrote, he's a bad dad because 8:30 is usually the bedtime for the weeknights.
Sure.
But he has dance parties until 9:30, 10 o'clock. If I don't want to read to the kids, I want to keep drinking adult drinks.
See, that sounds like a daddy getting a divorce. That's what that sounds like.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What makes you a bad mom?
I have to confess, sometimes I just do my son's fourth grade math work for him and I let him play Fortnite because it's such a struggle going back and forth with him. It's too frustrating right now.
Oh, I can see that.
Stressful.
But can't you just shouldn't he be sitting next to you at least while you're doing it and you can like pretend a little bit while you do it that he's involved?
That's where the arguments come from. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I probably should do that, but trust me, you try to get this kid to do math for 30 minutes a day and you'll be pulling your hair out. I just want him as far away from me as possible.
I get it. I understand. That's real. It's real. People are getting frustrated. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's your bad mom confession?
So I have told my kids that I have a 9:30 a.m. meeting every morning and that I can't be disturbed for an hour so that they'll leave me alone in the bedroom where I've set up my home office. And that's a total lie. I really just kind of enjoy the silence and listen to the radio and shop online.
Oh, yep. Good.
Smart.
I mean, it's good for you. You got to take the time where you can, right?
Yeah.
I keep hearing this over and over again from experts. And if that it requires a little bit of lying, I'm with you. I'm thinking about napping in my car.
Yeah.
I am. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I don't think you should feel bad about that, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Maybe this meeting's going till 11 tomorrow.
Yep, it's a long meeting.
Yeah. I just, you know, I teach them not to lie, and I'm lying.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, you got to let that go. Put that down like a bucket of bricks, all right? That guilt's not going to do you any good.